Hey, gratitude seeker. So I want to tell you a story. When I was younger, I used to have this detector, this habit of seeing the flaws at everyone that I met. And this was really useful when I was a child, when I was maybe even in high school, because when it came to interact with other guys, with other boys, it was good to make fun of each other because this is how we related to one another. I was actually the one that gave all the other children in the hood, all the guys, their nicknames. And I continued with this habit throughout high school until I actually went too far and realized that I was hurting people's feelings, especially a particular classmate that was very hurt by what I was saying, by my criticism, by my mockery of him. But I just didn't know any better. Like, it was cool to make fun of other guys. It was something that other guys did as well. I've seen a lot of criticism within my own family, so for that moment that was actually a skill. But it just wasn't something that I was very proud of it in that particular moment. I felt really bad and I understood how it felt for that particular colleague. Now I just think that it's something that guys do as a defense mechanism to actually survive in the pack. But in time I chose different packs. I chose different groups of people, different groups of guys that had other values and that I didn't have the need to actually use the skill anymore. Even more so, I educated myself. I began reading books and all kinds of things. And I stumbled upon a book that's called How to Win Friends and Influence People. That helped me a lot in getting better with my people skills, let's say. From that book, I got the idea of trying to see and to appreciate things that other people and to be genuinely interested in them. It's something that I've cultivated in time, and I just realized a few days ago that's such a built-in habit that I do it automatically. It's awesome that we can turn our way of being in such a way that a few years ago I was criticizing other people and now I'm appreciating them subconsciously as a habit without me even realizing it consciously. So basically what happens right now when I meet someone, my brain automatically looks for something to appreciate, something that I like about that person, something that I appreciate about their way of being, of how they look, or other traits that are not that obvious. And when I feel that it's proper to say it, I let that person know about their quality, about the thing that I appreciate about them. And interestingly enough, their reaction is much more positive than when I used to criticize them. And the beautiful thing that happened was that I started attracting more people that I appreciate. And even more so, it helped me create better relationships, better bonds with people, better connections. And of course, this has to be real, this has to be sincere. You actually have to believe it. You don't just compliment someone because you have to or something like this, but you actually believe it and you really like letting other people know that. So what I invite you to do today and in the next days is to first start looking for things to appreciate when it comes to different people, like even strangers, people you see on the street that you don't even talk to, people that you talk to, clerks or, I don't know, bus drivers or people at work. Just the people that you see every day. They might be, I don't know, they might be wearing something more interesting today, or you might see that they are more joyous, or different things. They can be emotional, like different states that they're in, and you like that, you appreciate that, you admire that. Or it might be on the outside, like appearance, or the way they speak, or you can find all kinds of interesting things to appreciate about other people. And another side benefit, along with changing criticism to appreciation, is that by admiring some characteristics, you will resonate with them, you will get them inside of you, and in time you will see that you will be able to live them as well, because you will transform envy into appreciation, into a positive feeling that gets you closer to that particular thing that you like, that you admire. But this is another story for another episode. So getting back to our second step, if you feel like it and if it makes sense, let those people know. Let them know that you appreciate something about them. Let them know that you see a particular change. Maybe they went to the hairdresser, or they got a new pair of earrings, or I don't know, all kinds of things of this nature, or of emotional nature. Many times we actually crave for something like this, for us to be noticed one way or another. But the best way of doing this is actually to give it to other people, to notice other people, to make them feel that they're noticed, like their effort is noticed, that their change is noticed. And you will see, it's a joy to do, and it gives you a beautiful feeling, it gives the other person a beautiful feeling, and it's so much better than criticism, trust me. Plus, I believe this is really helpful when it comes to building better relationships. I know I've built many relationships on the fact that I really appreciate and admire people. I let them know, and that creates a beautiful connection that leads to all kinds of beautiful things. So to recap, the first step, look outside of you, see the people that you interact with or that you just see on the street each and every day, and find one thing that you like about them, that you appreciate about them. And the second step, if it makes sense in that situation and you feel like it, let them know. This is it. I hope you have fun with it and you enjoy the process. And don't forget to keep seeking gratitude.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.